Coal has been a major theme this election season, with each side pointing fingers at the other.
Hillary Clinton wants to put all the miners out of business.
I'm the only candidate from the very beginning of this campaign who had a plan to help us revitalize coal country.
From the presidential debate stage to local town halls, what to do about lost mining jobs keeps coming up. On Colorado's Western Slope, two candidates running for Congress are divided on the issue and are nearly matched in campaign contributions as Election Day approaches. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
In a hotel ballroom at the base of the Steamboat Ski Resort, candidates for the U.S. House and Senate and their surrogates tick through talking points.
There are two issues I know of that Scott Tipton cares very, very deeply about. One of them is water. And the other one is energy,
said Chuck McConnell of the Rout County Republicans, speaking on behalf of Congressman Scott Tipton, the third-term Republican incumbent. He's running for re-election in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. At the candidate forum were bankers, property managers, and lots of local business owners. Not an obvious crowd for talking about coal. Still,
the coal industry is under incredible pressure here.
This rural congressional district spans almost half of the state, but is home to only 14% of Colorado's total population. It includes resort communities like Aspen and Steamboat, and all of Colorado's active coal mines. Production is way down, and at least 700 coal miners have lost their jobs over the past few years. The district's economic shift away from coal has been a major campaign theme.
The coal miners are our community.
That's from a Tipton campaign video. Scott Tipton himself didn't agree to be interviewed for this story, but we do know that he blames his challenger for waging a war on coal.
Gail Swartz is not the answer for this valley or the state of Colorado.
I'm Scott Tipton, and I approve this message.
Your next U.S. Congresswoman, Gail Swartz!
I catch up with the Democratic challenger at a campaign event in Steamboat.
I'm not anti-coal. The real victims in this point, finger pointing and blaming are those communities. They're the true victims.
Schwartz says Tipton has done little to prepare these communities for a post-coal economy.
Let's invest in those new jobs that are coming up.
In outdoor recreation, she says, and in renewables like biomass and wind. Schwartz names the Vestas wind tower manufacturing facility in Pueblo, and employs hundreds, as an example of what works. But she admits it won't be easy.
This is tough, and this is a tradition, and this is a culture.
I mean, this is a mining state. That's why people came here to begin with.
Dustin Olson is a conservative political consultant based in Denver.
So the economic opportunity that provided, that's why we exist as a state.
He says the 3rd district is marginal, meaning it doesn't lean strongly left or right. And according to the Cook Political Report, this is one of just two House races in the state that's competitive or that could become competitive. And with just weeks to go before Election Day, the candidates are practically neck and neck in campaign contributions. Schwartz has collected $1.3 million to Tipton's $1.5 million.
So in a volatile election, districts like that are the ones that are more likely to do something different. Those districts can swing wildly.
And sometimes that tradition that Gail Schwartz talked about has a strong pull. Take the tiny town of Oak Creek, just 20 miles south of Steamboat. Today, the town is home to a gastropub and a marijuana shop, but a gigantic coal shovel sits on the main drag as a monument to Oak Creek's coal mining history. I meet Bill Babcock at the post office. He's a mailman.
Yeah, I like Scott Tipton.
And he wants a Republican to represent him. Babcock thinks President Obama is killing the coal industry.
The mining industry has been one of the lifelines of this community as far as coal. Without it, I think it'd be devastating.
A conservative group called the Congressional Leadership Fund is hoping to reach more voters like Bill Babcock. The super PAC is spending $1.3 million on pro-Tipton TV ads starting this week. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.